Bezal Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Maaseh Karbonos, in the laws of the activities of the sacrifices in the Seif HaVoidah, where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses that of the Nesachim of the, we spoke about in the previous Perek, regarding the Karbonos themselves, and they would talk about the qualifications of the Nesachim of the accompanying libations that come with the Karbon. Lacha Alf, the Rambam qualifies Hayayin v'Hasoilas, the wine and the flour, shemavin im har karbon, which are brought with the sacrifices, which, as Rambam explained in the next halacha, specifically the oilas, behema, and shlamim, and chattas mitzayra, and this asham, that those require nesachim. So those that which you bring with the karbon, him and the karbon, nesachim, they're called the libations. Where the hasoilas levadinikras, when regarding the flour itself, they're called michas nesachim. They're called the flour libations. Now, omichas nesachim, regarding the flour libations, in the tuna, they don't require like tenufa, although certain menachas, you have to wave it. Here, these michas nesachim, which, again, they're accompanying flour offerings that come with the karbanas, they don't require it to be waved, la hagash, not to be brought near the mizbech, again, in contrast to some menachas, for the levina, and neither do they have frankincense. Aval tuna melech, but it requires salt. And the kulin nesrefas on mizbech, it's totally burnt on the outer mizbech. Again, in contrast to a regular mincha, where you take a kmitza and you take the shrine, that's its own carbon as a mincha. Here, where it's as a nesachim, it's totally burnt on the outer mizbech. Moreover, the yisnasach hayayin, now the other part of nesachim, that is the wine is poured ala mizbech on the mizbech. Now, the ain nesim ois ala ish, you don't put on the fires. Ela magbia yodi, rather, the kohen lifts up his hand. The yitzik al yisod, he pours on the foundation, which is the bottom mizbech. But who here the sheet, and that goes down to those pipes, which are by the yisod of mizbech. That's where he pours the wine. So those are the two elements, the wine and the flour, which come with the karbanas. Now, Allah Bez Ram qualifies which karban is actually requiring the sachem. So in turn, the sachem doesn't require these accompanying sacrifices. Elo ilas behema, only an animal that's a totally burnt sacrifice, in contrast to oilas alif. Ushlamim and the peace offering bilvad, only those require. Bein hoy carbon tziba, a carbon yachah, whether it's the carbon of the public or whether an individual carbon. Oy, keves yeladis, or if it's a woman to give birth, it's bringing a lamb. And the eloi shel kohen gadol, the ram of the kohen gadol, which is the ayla ayla that he brings. And the reason is hoy vein oilis, since they're totally burnt sacrifices, satun nesachim. Like we said, oilis behema requires libations. Now, avalo oif, as we said, but regarding the bird oila, or v'hashamas v'chatois, or guilt and sin offerings, which these are all excluded from gzeris ha'kasev, and there are reasonings given to them also. Eim avinim am nesachem. There you don't bring nesachem with them. Chutz mechatas mitzayra v'hashami. The one exception is the chatas and the asham of the mitzayra, which it's also learned out, but it's because there the chatas and the asham is not brought for a sin. When you bring a sin offering, it's not appropriate to bring nesachim with it, but the mitzvah, although he brings the chatas, not really for a sin. We should portion this game, but where their libations are explicit in the Torah, those are where you have to bring the nesachim. Now, Halacha Gimel, explaining what we mentioned before, where do you know that you don't bring libations together with the guilt and the sin offering? Kishnem, it says in the Pasuk Bamidbar, Lafale neder even the dava. When it's talking about nesachim, it says when you're going to be explicit regarding a vow or donation, which dava baba neder dava has to be something that can be brought as a vow or donation. Well, you could donate an oil or a shlamim, but you can't donate a sin offering, or a shlamim, a guilt offering, or a bechayr, and the firstborn offering, or meister, and the tithing, or pesach, and karpesach, since they cannot be brought as a neder dava, same tone nesachim, so therefore they don't require nesachim. Now, where do we know to include in the obligation of nesachim the shlam that you bring on the Yom Tavim and the oil that you're bringing also in the pilgrimage on Yom Tavim, even though they cannot be brought as a neder on a dava? How do we know to include it in the nesachim? Because it's in the pasuk, oy b'mayadechem, or in your holidays, which includes the Shama Chagiga and the oil Zer'iyah. Now, Lacha Dal Ram qualifies, what are the measurements for these libations? So, kamu shir nesachim, what's the measurement for the libation? So, it depends what it is. Niske keves akivsa, the libations of a lamb or a female lamb, are isarin silas, in isarin, which is a certain measurement of flour, which is bol bervisa hin shemen, which is mixed together with a quarter of a hin of oil, and Yosef v'yayin l'nesach, the wine for the libations, which also reveals in a quarter of a hin. So too, the same thing applies to the libations of a goat, bin kadim and gadol, whether it's small or large, bin zachim and the kibbeh, whether it's male or female, or in niski rachel, or the libations of the ewe, of the female, avabishi gadayla, even if it's large. Now, abaniski ayelheim, but the libations of the ram, which is the when it gets into its second year as a male, they are shnei esrim silas. There you have to bring two esarins of silas, which is bol b'shlishas hin shema, which is mixed more oil with a third of a hin of oil. And b'yayin nesach, also the wine of the libations, ishlishin is also a third of a hin. And then you have the most amount, which that was one category of keves, then the one of ayil, and then the most is the beniske hapara egel, the libations of the bull or the calf. Ben zchar ben keves, whether male or female, are shloisha shrein mesalis, are three shrein of flour. Bol bechatzeh hin shem, and it's mixed with a half a hin of oil. And the nesachus of the wine for the libation is going to be chatzeh, and is going to be a half of a hin. Now halacha hey. So Elohim and Nesachim, like we said, these are the libations being la'ila ben l'shlamim, whether for a totally burnt sacrifice or for a shlamim, which those are the ones that we said have Nesachim. Kasher has that, like this measurement, l'chol echad echad, for each and every one. Meaning, if you bring many karbanis, you don't bring one total, you bring for each and one, like we said, Shemuel says in the Pasuk. Kamisbar shatasu, according to the amount of karbanis that you're bringing, kach atasu l'echad kamisbarim, that's how you're going to do for each one, according to their numbers, that amount of libations. You can't add on to the measurements we mentioned. In garment, you cannot diminish on them. And in garah hisab kosher, if you take away or you add a little bit more, pasul is invalidated. Chutz mikavas ol. The one exception to these rules are the lambs of the oila shemakriven b'yim hanafas olimah, that they sacrifice on the day that they wave the barley offering on the second day of Pesach. Rishanasachem shalai. Its libations are actually shnei esrim, although it's a kavas, which we said usually one. Here it's two esrim, which is bal b'shlisa hin shema, which is mixed with a appropriate third hin of oil. Now, although its flour is double, like we said, two esrim, however, its wine and its oil is not doubled. Rather, the wine for libation is only going to be a quarter of a hin, the way it normally is, by a keres. Halachavav, hametzayra. Regarding mitzayra, which we said is the exception, although chatzis and alshem doesn't usually have nesachem, but we said that the mitzayra, maybe im shleisha kavasim shle, he brings with his three lambs when he's in his purification process. He brings a sin offering, a guilt offering, and an oila. He brings shleisha esrim, three isarins of flour. Now, from tradition, they learned these three isarins are coming for his three karbanis, which isarinim called kevis is bringing one isarin with every lamb that he's bringing, which a lamb generally has an isarin of flour, which is bol revisa and shema, which is mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil, and a quarter of a hin of wine with every isarin from all three of them, which is kishar niskei kevasim, which is like all the other libations of lambs. Now, v'amakav esa pilgas, whoever sacrifices a pilgas, which we said is that in-between stage, not a lamb anymore, but not yet a ram, so maybe even niskei al, at a stringency, he's going to bring the larger amount of the libations of a ram, but it didn't fulfill his obligation of his carbon, because we said it's neither a lamb and neither a ram. Halacha zayin, further qualifying these measurements that we mentioned for the nesachim, so hahin, which we were mentioning, like for the wine and for the oil, we were talking about it's a quarter or a third or a half of a hin. So what is a hin? Hushneim as a leg? It's 12 leg. Ukvar hadan the sheha leg. And what's a leg? We already mentioned the measurement of a leg. It means zakeis with all the other measurements. Berachas Ervin in the laws of Ervin in the first perek halacha Yud Gimel. Now v'hisaren regarding the hisaren, which we're mentioning for the flour, hu ha'omer. That's the measurement of ha'omer, which pasuk in Shemayis Tezayin says is the tenth of an eifa. Which that's a measurement for the obligation of separating challah from a dough. We already mentioned the measurement in the topic of challah in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Bikurim, halacha tezvav. Now, halacha ches. That we're measuring the libations or the flour offerings, whether the individual's mincha or whether the mincha of the tzibur. So although we said that by the bull, let's say, it's three esrainim, and by the ram, it's two esrainim, you don't make a special measuring tool of three esrainim or two esrainim for the power and the aisle, respectively. No, you measure everything with the one measurement of the isarin that wasn't based on mikdash. So for the kevis, you're going to do it one time, the aisle, you're going to do it two times, and for the power, you're going to do it three times. And so to the oil of the libations, you measure it with the measuring tool in the Beis HaMikdash, which there was a chatzehin, a shlishi, and raviyasehin, which you measured each one of the carbon appropriate to it. And now, b'shemet shel menachas hayachid, the oil that was used, not for the nesachim, but for the individual's flour offering, that was b'leg shel HaMikdash, that was used with the leg, that measurement of a leg in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, according to the amount of isarins, that's kachmin halugim, that's how many lugin you would bring, which it measures respectively. Halacha tes, related to the measurements and the measuring of the wine and the oil, so beirutze hamida shel shayla. So there's three things we're discussing, flour, wine, and oil, which relate to the nesachim that we're discussing. So regarding the overflow, it falls out of the vessel after you filled it up, of hamida shel shayla, regarding the measuring tools of flour. So those overflow is chayil, is considered mundane. It's not sanctified. She'in gavi yisarin kodesh, because it flows over the back, the side, the outside part of the vessel. That measuring tool of the yisarin, of the dry goods, were not sanctified. Now, whereas Rebbe Rutsi Haran Vashem, but regarding the overflow of the wine and the oil, Kodesh, that overflow is going to be sanctified. Levishu Yerud Al Gavakli, because it flows over the outside of the vessel. Ukli Halach, and the measuring tools of liquid, Nimshachom Mebifnim Mebuchutz, were sanctified and anointed from the inside and the outside. So it becomes sanctified when it's going on the outside. Now, Balami Yiskatra Rebbe Rutsi, why are the overflows sanctified? Even though the intent of the one who's measuring is only for what's inside the vessel, not for what overflows. The reason is that people shouldn't say that you're taking out something from a sanctified vessel to use it for mundane purposes, and that we treat it as sanctified. Now, what did they do with the overflow of the liquid measuring tools, which we say became sanctified? What did they do with it? So, if in the base of Mikdash they did with some other carbon, they would sacrifice it with it. And therefore, vimlanu, if it was left there overnight, you possibly know. It becomes a valid by being left there overnight. Now, vimlanu, but if not, let's say there was no other carbon over there, then mekaitzim ben mizbech, then you use it for the dessert. When the mizbech is idle, not being used, you use it for that. Which, in halacha, yodalf keitzad house, so what does that mean? What you do is that you redeem this wine and this oil, and you purchase carbonas oilus with those funds. And then you sacrifice those oilus, and habas l'Hashem, the meat goes to Hashem, which is burnt on the mizbech. But oilus l'kahanim, and the hides are taken off and is used by the kahanim. Now lachid beis, further qualifying the nesachim, what is integral for its sacrifice? So hasoilus im Hashem and shel nesachim. Regarding the flour with the oil of the nesachim, which they're mixed together, they don't withhold the validity of the wine. V'lo hayayin ma'akvin, and the wine's not ma'akvin them. I mean, they're independent. The flour and the oil is one thing. Of course, the Nesachim includes all three, but Soilus and Shemen are one thing, and the Yain is something else, and you can bring one without the other. And moreover, the Nesachim Akvin is a Zevach, and the libations don't withhold the validity of the carbon. You can bring the carbon without the Nesachim. Ela maybe Adam Karban Yom Rather, a person can bring his sacrifice today. When the Nesachim Achar Asar Yom, he can bring his libations even after 10 days. Echad Yochad Bechad Tzibur, whether it's individual or whether it's a carbon for the Tzibur. Now, Vahu, but that's only if Shali Kotra on the Nesachim Echle Shars, only if the libations weren't yet sanctified in the service vessel. The son looked at Charles, but if you already put into a service vessel, it already became Kedusha Saguv, then Amlan, if it was left out overnight, can't be brought 10 days later because you possibly became invalid by being left out overnight. Halacha Yud Gimel, moreover qualifying the Nesachim, Eimavi Nesachim Elim Anachulim. You could only bring the libations from something that was unconsecrated initially. And that is Lo Yuvim, you can't bring it Lim Anach Truma, not for something that was already Truma. You take the Truma grain and you say, hey, I'll bring it with Nesachim, you can't do that. It has to be from Chulun, something that's unattached to anything. Vilim Maisa Sheni can be from the Maisa Sheni produce, Vilim Kurum, not from the first fruits that you bring up to Yerushalayim. And Vafilu Toida, and even its Thanksgiving offering, Shemevi Lachman the Maisa, where you bring its breads from Maiser, where let's say you stipulate originally, he says, I'm going to bring a carbon Toida and this bread only if I can bring it from Maiser, which then you could, Lo Yevi Nesachim El Mechulun, still those libations cannot be brought from Maiser, it has to be only from Chulun. Halachi Dal, and Ram just qualifies and he explains, Kol Shiurin HaNesachim, all the measurements of the libations, Hamurim B'Sefer Yecheskel, that I mentioned Sefer Yecheskel in Perek Mem Hei, Uminin Eisim HaKarbanis, and all the numbers of the Karbanis over there, B'Sidra Avodah K'suvim Shem, and the order of the service that's written over there, Kulam Miluim Hei, those are all regarding the inauguration Karbanis. Ve'in Nagim L'Doris, that's not applicable, and we don't act on that regarding older generations. El Hanavi Tzivo, rather the prophet was commanding, who pays and is explaining, Ketzad Yom Akrivin HaMeluim, how they're going to sacrifice the inaugurational karbanas, Im Chanukas HaMizbech, with the inauguration of the altar, B'mei HaMelech HaMashiach, in the days of the anointed king, which we call as Mashiach, the Messiah, Kishibon HaBayash Lishi, when the third base of Mikdash is going to be built. Halacha Tezvav, Ukashem Shekriban Nesim HaChanukas HaMizbech, and just like the princes, they sacrificed by the inauguration of the Mizbech in the times of the Mishkan, and as it says in Sefer Midbar Perek Zayin, Dvar Mishen Kamais Medarish, things which didn't apply in future generations, and more of a Kriv B'Shabbos, they brought their own karbanos on Shabbos, which are never done, Kacha Nasi Makav Chanukas B'Shabbos Lasa, so too the Nasi is going to bring his inaugurations on Shabbos in the future, Kashmir Forsham, like I explained over there, but again, that's not usually done. And v'chein karbanas shekrivi b'mei Ezra, haboim mashvi. Another exception was the karbanas that they sacrificed in days of Ezra ha-Sefer, when they came back from the captivity from Babel. Milum hoi, those were inaugural karbanas, v'ein nagim l'deris, and we don't apply those halachas for all the generations. Avot v'am ha-nagim l'deris, but things that do apply throughout the generations, heim divri teri shepardashnu, these are the words of the Torah that we explain halachas dal to Bav, k'mei shetikim epi Moshe Rabbeinu, like it was a copied from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and lohesav aleim, vein legraya, don't add on to them, don't diminish from them, so although we find certain exceptions, those are exceptions, and that's not the practice, the norm of the regular karbanos.